sunshine, and you might get away with drier conditions. Jane.
Chris, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 14th of May. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Fisher and Faroe. The general synopsis at midnight, low Gulf of Bothnia 988, expected eastern South Utsira 987 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Northerly or northwesterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 for a time in East Viking, decreasing 2 to 4 later in the Utsiras. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, northerly or northwesterly, 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8, except in West Cromarty. Showers, then rain in forties, moderate or good, occasionally poor in forties. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger. North or northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first and 7 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, northwest, 5 or 6, becoming cyclonic, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames. Cyclonic, mainly northwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White, Portland. Northwest, 4 to 6, veering north or northeast, 3 to 5. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in southeast Fitzroy. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northwest Irish Sea. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall. North or northwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 in Rockall. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Malin, Hebrides. North or northwest, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, then decreasing 4 at times. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey, northerly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less in west. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ferrol, northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in east, showers moderate or good. Faroes, northerly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in east and 4 in west, showers good. Southeast Iceland, northerly 4 or 5 in east, but variable 2 to 4 in west, showers good, occasionally moderate. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, north by west, 5. 5 miles, 1,007, falling slowly. Stornoway, northwest by north, 3. 9 miles, 1,006, falling slowly. Lerwick, north, 3. 22 miles, 1,000, falling slowly. Lucas, west, 2. More than 38 miles, 1,003, falling slowly. Bridlington, west-northwest, 2. 1,000, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest, 5. 11 miles, 1,000. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west, 5. 11 miles, 1,002. Jersey, northwest, 4. Recent rain, 13 miles, 1,005, falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest, 6, 1,004. Scilly Automatic, northwest, 6. Recent rain, 9 miles, 1,010, falling slowly. Valentia, north by east, 4. Slight showers, 3 miles, 1,014, now rising. Ronald's Way, northwest, 4. Recent rain, 14 miles, 1,004, falling slowly. Malin Head, north by west, 6. 7 miles, 1,008 steady. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 14th of May. The general situation, the United Kingdom will continue to lie in an unseasonably cool and showery north to northwesterly airflow during the next 24 hours. The wind will be strong and blustery at times, especially later in the day in the northeast. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in east. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north and 3 in south. Showers, perhaps thundery for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North or northwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first and 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northwesterly 4 or 5 later, occasionally 6 later in north. Showers, thundery at times, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northwesterly 3 to 5, veering northeasterly 2 to 4 for a time. Showers, thundery at times, becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in west, veering northerly 3 to 5. Showers, thundery at times, becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later in east. Showers, becoming fair later in east, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in east. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North or northwest, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally variable 3 in east. Showers, thundery at times, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in west. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Northwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in north channel and 4 elsewhere. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly or northwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in North Channel, decreasing 4 at times elsewhere. Showers, becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. North or northwest 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north or northwest, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Finally, Shetland Isles, north or northeast, 5 to 7, backing north or northwest, 6 to gale 8. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. In a couple of minutes, Farming Today will be reporting on the speech that the King delivered at Westminster yesterday, outlining what the government hopes to achieve in its next parliamentary session. How much was in there for farmers? We'll be joining Anna Hill in a couple of minutes. Before that, Prayer for the Day with Marie Elsa Bragg.
Good morning. Today is Ascension Day for Christians, when after the crucifixion, Jesus finally ascends to bring all life experience into God. We see him taken into a cloud and then seated on top of a sacred mountain with angels singing, "Holy, holy, holy." It's a boundless mystery to me. Every year I find it intriguing. Recently, I interviewed Chris Bonington about his ascent to the southwest face of Everest in 1985. He'd led groundbreaking expeditions before, but never got to the top himself. What was the top like? I asked. And he said that the view was less impactful than the feeling of the highest point in the world. It was a type of love, he said, tapping his chest, more than light itself. Later he talked about the invasion of new technology. The 1980s Tenzing Hillary Airport changed the length of walk to the area. And in the 1990s, helicopters became capable of transporting food or people to base camp or even further up. He was not only concerned about the integrity of the same climb across history, but in that vast whiteness, there was a strong etiquette amongst the climbers of not interfering with the majestic silence. You had to respect it, he said. His Sherpa Temba from Nepal